We're going to do things a little different today. We don't have a special this morning. James was out of town and Donna's out of town. And they're the ones who kind of do my videos and my songs and download them and get them. And so I promise not to worry Dan with that this morning. So. And also, since I came back from vacation and sabbatical, somebody told me I got long-winded. I don't know who that was. But anyway, before that, I'd been told that I didn't preach long enough. So, as I told somebody, well, you can't please everyone. So there you go. So this morning, hopefully you'll be out of here by 12 today. How about that? Maybe. Well, just not sure, but we'll see. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And this is the song of the unfruitful vineyard. It says, "Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it, and he hewed out in the middle of it a wine vat and expected a great yield from the grapes. But it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall be pruned and hoed. It shall not be pruned and hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain not upon it." This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, for this day, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord, for the prophet Isaiah. We thank You, Lord, for Your words that we hear each and every day. We ask, Lord, Your many blessings upon this time that You have given us now. This time, Lord, that we come together this time, Lord, that we come to hear Your word. I ask, Lord, now that You allow Your words to be pleasing this day, that if You've put upon my heart to allow them, Lord, to shine forth and to show through to all within ear to hear and heart to understand. For it's in Your name I do pray. Amen.